This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
In the early afternoon of Saturday, December 13th, law enforcement officers of the Lac du Flambeau Tribal Police Department and Vilas County Sheriff's Department responded to a report of a possible homicide in the town of Lac du Flambeau. Upon their arrival at the scene, the officers apprehended a suspect and found an unconscious victim suffering from severe head trauma. Officers immediately rendered aid to the victim and summoned ambulance personnel and a medevac helicopter. The victim was transported via helicopter to a medical facility. No additional information is being released at this time because the investigation of the matter is ongoing. The attack upon the victim was targeted and was perpetrated by a lone assailant who is in secure custody. The public is assured that there is no related danger to the community at this time. The Lac du Flambeau Tribal Police Department and the family of the victim would like to thank the Vilas County Sheriff's Department, the Vilas County Dispatch Center, Lac du Flambeau EMS, Woodruff Police Department, Minocqua Police Department, Lac du Flambeau Emergency Shelter, Lac du Flambeau Tribal Victim Services, State Crime Labs of Madison and Wausau, Wisconsin State Patrol, Wisconsin Department of Justice, the helicopter crew, and the staff of Aspires Hospital, for the dedication and assistance. Saturday, December 20th at the Catawba Fire Hall, the Catawba Kennan Lions Club, in collaboration with the American Legion, is sponsoring a visit by Santa Claus. This is taking place from 10 a.m. to noon, and once again, is Saturday, December 20th at the Catawba Fire Hall. Today marks 1 year since the tragic shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. Here's Savannah Tomi Olson with more.
Today, Madison remembers 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and 42-year-old Aaron West, who were killed in the shooting. Six others were shot. Many were released from the hospital soon after. One student stayed in the hospital for about 6 weeks, and another, Sammy Garduño Martinez, spent about 9 months at American Family Children's Hospital. He was shot at least 4 times. There was a big celebration at the hospital in October as Sammy was discharged and sent to a specialty rehab in Illinois. Abundant Life Principal Jennifer Ray knows today is difficult for their whole community.
Each individual has a journey, and we continue to press into that journey of trauma and healing. We know it's an individual basis, and we, as a team, we lean into each individual need, and we press into what we value instead of avoiding what is hard.
Former Principal Doug Butler got emotional as he talked about all the people who sent messages, prayers, and donations.
We also reflect on the tremendous outpouring of support that we received, not just from our church community, mm-hmm. but from Madison and Dane County, mm-hmm. around the state, and even across the nation and the world. Mm-hmm. We were well-loved and cared for.
The shooter died by suicide. Her father has been charged with 3 felonies for allegedly allowing his daughter to access guns. According to the most recent court records, his lawyers were trying to get the case against him dismissed. The Abundant Life tragedy is the most deadly school shooting in Wisconsin history. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
With winter roads, it is important to remember some winter driving tips. These include buckling up every trip, every time, leaving space between vehicles, and even more space between you and a snowplow. Remember, passing snowplows might be legal, but it is extremely dangerous to do so. Also, pack an emergency kit in your vehicle. Check your tires, windshield wipers, fluid, lights, and cooling system. Drive sober or get pulled over. Stay alert for animals darting into your path. And in poor conditions, slow down, increase your following distance, and if you start to slide, ease off of the brake. These tips can be found on the NHTSA's Facebook page. Thursday, January 15th, from 4 to 5:30 p.m., there's an adult craft group at the Park Falls Public Library. They're going to be making paint stick key holders, and a $6.50 donation will cover the cost of materials. You must be 18 years or older, and you can stop in at the Park Falls Public Library to sign up and grab your paint sticks to either stain or paint in advance. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, January 15th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. over at the Park Falls Public Library. Gas prices continue to fall. Here's Joanne Krulitz with more.
Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 5.3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.51 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 26.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 25.7 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.08 a gallon, while the most expensive was $2.99 a gallon, a difference of 91 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 4.5 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.85 a gallon. The national average is down 22 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 12.6 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 5.3 cents compared to a week ago and stands at $3.62 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, quote, "For the third straight week, the national average price of gasoline has fallen, once again setting a new multi-year low." He added, just ahead of Christmas, the national average stands at its lowest level since March 12, 2021, delivering weekly savings of nearly $400 million compared to this time last year. Gas prices are now lower in a majority of states, and the good news is that the downward trend may continue into the closing innings of 2025, with further declines likely across much of the country. That's being driven by refineries wrapping up maintenance and boosting output to near summer highs, increasing fuel supply, while additional oil production from OPEC has pressured crude prices lower as well.
I'm Austin Brumaine, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
It's the Packers and the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. When the Packers play the Bears Saturday night in Chicago, it'll be to regain the lead in the NFC North. The Bears now back in first place after beating the Browns, the Packers losing to the Broncos, and losing Micah Parsons. An MRI confirmed he suffered a torn ACL. Parsons likely won't be back until October, missing the first four games of next season. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes had his ACL surgery last night. Doctors say they also had to repair a torn LCL as well. Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers headed to Kansas City, where they'll play number one ranked Kentucky in the NCAA Final Four Thursday night, 8 p.m., coverage on ESPN.
You got incredible talent, great coaching staffs. We played together in one of the toughest environments in the game. I'm excited for them to experience what's next because it's pretty cool.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 30s this afternoon and basically just a light breeze here across the region. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, we're going to drop into the teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.